Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all these things and sneered at him. And he said to them, you justify yourselves in the sight of others, but God knows your heart. For what is of human esteem is an abomination in the sight of God. The Gospel of the Lord. The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all these things and sneered at him, or jeered at him, whichever. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Someone said that money is useless. You know, think about the dollar, think about the euro, that they are useless. I said, how do you mean? And he says, money is useless when it does not exchange hands. Money is useless when it does not leave your storeroom, your storehouse, to help communities, to alleviate sufferings. It is useless because money belongs to no one. And he continued and he said, think about it this way. A person is most likely to be satisfied, to be fulfilled, after having 10 children. Having 10 children is a lot, right? But a person is likely not to be satisfied with $10 million. You need more. You always need more. But once you have 10, you're more likely going to be fulfilled. You say, that's enough. 10. I'm talking of 10. This comes against the background of the value we place in things. We place a lot of values on money, and we never get satisfied, fulfilled. Our human needs are insatiable. So what is the lesson? Are we placing money over our love for God? Do we place our values in things other than God? It is important, no doubt, to have this tainted thing. But then, when we become a people who idolize it, who make it into an idolatry, so to say, it becomes a challenge, it becomes a problem. So much so that our thoughts, our actions are centered on it, not on God. The question remains, what can take the place of God? Can money take the place of God in my life? Jesus says, I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you'll be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Use it wisely. Let it exchange hands. No matter how fat your bank account may be, you're not going to take any of them home when we die. Let us pray for the Lord to increase the generosity in our hearts to be able to share the blessings we have. We'll make friends. You know, the number of friends may end up speaking for us on the last day, on the judgment day. Oh, she helped me when I was here on earth, when I had nothing. He helped me. I was relieved. You know, whatsoever you do to the least of our brothers, that you do unto me, Jesus will say. May we continue to share our blessings, not minding the cost, knowing that money belongs to no one.